Terence fall low in awe of him. Faces are humbled in fear of him, and everything mighty yields to his mightiness. So to thee belongs praise again and again, well measured, continually and methodically. And may his blessings be upon his messenger endlessly, and his salutation everlastingly, eternally. O Allah, make the beginning of this day of mine righteousness, its middle prosperity, and its end success. I seek refuge in thee from a day whose beginning is fright, and whose middle is anxiety, and whose end is pain. O Allah, I pray forgiveness from thee for every vow I have vowed, and every promise I have promised, and every pledge I have pledged, then failed to keep for thee. I ask thee concerning the complaints of thy servants against me. If there is a servant from among thy servants, of a handmaid from among thy handmaids, who has against me a complaint, because I have wronged him in respect to himself, his reputation, his property, his wife or his child, or because evil words I have spoken about him in his absence, an imposition upon him through inclination, caprice, scorn, zeal, false show, bigotry, whether he be absent or present, alive or dead, such that my hand has fallen short and my capacity has been too narrow to make restitution to him or to annul my obligation to him, I ask thee, O he who owns all objects of need which are granted by his will and hastened to his desire, that thou blessest Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, peace be upon them, and makest the one I have wronged satisfied with me in the manner that thou willst, and givest me mercy from thee. Forgiveness decreases thee not, and giving injuries thee not. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, give me on every Monday two favors from thee: the facility to obey thee at its beginning, and the favor of thy forgiveness at its end. O he who is Allah, and none other than whom grants forgiveness for sins.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salam and welcome to this new episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to this episode and choosing today's special to listen to. In this program, we're going to speak about overlooking the faults. So be with us. أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال. We look at the calendar. Today is Sunday, 29th of Ramadan, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of March, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At the first step, we listen to chapter Humazah from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Waylun likulli humazatil lumazah.
Woe to every scorner and mocker.
الذي جمع مالا وعدده.
Who collects wealth and continuously counts it.
يحسب أن ماله أخلده.
He thinks that his wealth will make him immortal.
كلا لينبذن في الحطمة.
No, he will surely be thrown into the crusher.
وما أدراك ما الحطمة.
And what can make you know what is the crusher?
نار الله الموقدة.
It is the fire of Allah, eternally fueled.
التي تطلع على الأفئدة.
Which mounts directed at the hearts.
إنها عليهم مؤصدة.
Indeed, hellfire will be closed down upon them.
في عمد ممددة.
In extended columns.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
ما لنا رب سوى.
A tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "The lowest one amongst people is he who insults people." Then it refers to the source of their hideous behavior. It often originates from arrogance and pride caused by wealth. He likes wealth so much that he always counts these gold coins or other things amongst his riches, and enjoys them as if each of them is an idol for himself, and wealth is the center of everything in his personality. It's natural that such a foolish, astray person always mock the poor believing people.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
As I told you, we speak about overlooking defaults. Most people strive to attain happiness and success. In fact, the true success in life lies in a person's sincerity, his devotion to his Lord, his obedience by the provisions of the Sharia or Islamic principles that his Lord legislated, mirroring the noblest and best morals in his interactions with people, and guarding his tongue against delving into what does not concern him as well as idle talk. The Prophet instructed the Muslims to channel their energy into what benefits them and avoid what harms them. Out of his keenness to instill love and brotherly affection in the members of his nation, Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family said, "Whoever among you sees an evil and can change it with his hand by taking action, let him change it with his hand. If he cannot do that, then with his tongue, by speaking out. And if he cannot do that, then with his heart, by hating it or feeling that it is wrong. And that is the weakest form of faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. This is Ali, your host. Today we are going to talk about overlooking the faults of others. Overlooking the faults of others is a highly valued virtue in Islam, emphasizing compassion, mercy, and respect for privacy. This practice not only fosters a harmonious community, but also earns divine reward and protection. The Quran advises believers to avoid suspicion and spying on others, emphasizing the importance of respecting privacy and personal boundaries. It warns against backbiting and gossiping, which are considered major sins. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught that concealing the faults of others is a noble act, promising that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal the faults of those who do so in this life and the hereafter. Islamic traditions encourage believers to overlook the mistakes of others, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlooks our own mistakes. This approach promotes peace and harmony within the community. Engaging in gossip or backbiting about others' faults is strictly discouraged. Instead, Muslims are encouraged to focus on their own self-improvement and spiritual growth.
It is impermissible for a person to think ill of people or speak ill of them based on his negative assumptions about them regarding their potential committing of evil, because seeing is not the same as assuming. Moreover, part of a person's well-being lies in the gracious overlooking people's sins and faults as long as they do not make them public, as well as avoiding scrutinizing every insignificant and trivial matter. It was narrated that the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "Whoever pursues the faults of his Muslim brother, Allah will pursue his faults. And if Allah pursues his faults, he will expose him even if he is in the confines of his own home. Fear Allah. You pursue the faults and scandals of others and expose them on social media and in other gatherings and forums, and be aware that the one who pursues people's faults is of the most wicked and evil people."
رمضان تجلى وابتسما طوبى للعبد إذا اغتنما فالخير وفير إن صرما ينجي المأثوم من النار. During Ramadan the shaytan is in chains, and Allah's mercy for a month reigns. The doors of heaven are open wide, begging for mankind to enter and abide.
We have a conclusion. Keeping quiet about people's fault is one of the morals of the noble. And the same is true of graciously overlooking the foolishness and lapses of the youth. A wise and astute person is the one who graciously overlooks people's faults, lapses, and slips of the tongue, as long as it does not incur evils. A poet once said, of course that's the means of it, if you find fault with people, they will find more fault with you, and divulge what may be hidden of your imperfections. If you discredit people for faults that they do not have, this is a graver wrongdoing in the sight of Allah and people. If you discredit people for faults that you too have, then how could a one-eyed man find fault with another's being one-eyed? Islam calls for overlooking people's faults and lapses and pretending not to have noticed them.
The concept of Sitr al-Awrah, concealing imperfections, emphasizing the importance of respecting others' privacy and avoiding public exposure of their faults. Overlooking faults helps maintain social harmony by preventing unnecessary conflicts and fostering an environment of mutual respect and understanding. Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam reinforced the importance of overlooking others' faults, emphasizing the need for compassion and mercy. Imam Ali alayhi salam advised accepting apologies from others, and if none are offered, inventing a reasonable explanation for their actions to maintain peace and avoid conflict. This approach of Imam alayhi salam promotes harmony and encourages overlooking faults. So overlooking the faults of others is a fundamental aspect of Islamic ethics, promoting a culture of compassion, respect, and harmony. By adhering to these principles, Muslims not only contribute to a more peaceful society, but also earn divine rewards and protection. The teachings of the Quran, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasallam provide a comprehensive framework for understanding and practicing this virtue.
Dear brother and sister, thank you for listening to this episode, and inshallah we continue. So we leave you in Allah's care and blessings, and fi amanillah.
الشوق طال والقلب سما نحو السماء مترنما لا لا تنقضي أنت للروح دواء رمضان 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 ليتك دوما قريب
بسم الله
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
It guides us through life. It has taught us everything. We should learn and appreciate what it gives us. And try to apply them to our daily lives.
چجوری ممکنه؟
How is it possible? By means of Quran.
این خوندن قرآن و تلاوت قرآن قدم اول است برادران من. این قدم آخر نیست.
Reading and recitation of the Quran is the first step, brothers, not the last one.
هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين.
It is he who has sent his apostle with the guidance and the religion of truth, that he may make it prevail over all religions, though the polytheists should be averse.
والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
تلاوت القرآن با صوت خوش، با آداب که شیوه خاصی دارد، موسیقی خاصی دارد، روش خاصی دارد، اینها چیزایی لازم نیست.
Recitation of the Quran in nice tones should be performed according to particular methods and tones.
اما این کافی نیست.
But it's not enough.
مشکل بزرگ مسلمانان دنیا دوری از قرآن، دوری از قرآن، از قرآن.
Muslims' major problem is losing touch with the Quran. Quran, Quran.
کتاب الله. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. In today's episode, we explore a powerful prayer from Imam Zain al-Abidin as he calls upon Allah to help him fully embody the essence of fasting during the month of Ramadan. This prayer not only reflects deep spirituality, but also guides us in how to approach the month of Ramadan with a heart devoted to purity. So Imam alayhi salam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, had a profound prayer when the blessed month of Ramadan approached. He asked Allah to assist him in fasting in a way that went beyond simply abstaining from food and drink. He prayed, "Help us fast by preventing our limbs from engaging in sins, by using them in ways that please you." And then the Imam continues, "So that our ears do not listen to idle talk, our ears do not engage in distractions, and our hands do not reach for forbidden things." So this section teaches us that fasting is not just about avoiding things, but also, you know, I mean by things, the objects, the things that can be, you know, they are visible and they are, you know, we can see them or even smell them, but also avoiding any form of sin. You know, that is what we can feel by our hearts. Our ears should not listen to gossip or falsehood or haram, music. Our eyes should avoid anything harmful, distracting, and our hands should refrain from wrongdoings. So the Imam emphasizes the importance of guarding all our senses, in one word. And the Imam continues, let our stomachs consume only what is lawful, our tongues speak only what is pleasing to you, and let us refrain from anything that brings us closer to your punishment. So this highlights a critical point. Fasting isn't just a temporary abstention. Again and again, this is emphasized in different hadiths and prayers. It's just, it's about avoiding anything that would distance you from Allah. And so, I hope that this prayer would apply to us. How can we apply this prayer in our own lives? As we enter the month of Ramadan, we hope for the best, for the best Ramadan of our life. But as it goes on, we may, forget about its purpose, and we get distracted by things that would not serve for the best kind of fasting. So we should, remind ourselves, keep reminding ourselves that what we are doing, and this may be the last month of Ramadan of our lives, who knows? So let's remember that our fast should be an opportunity to purify not just our bodies but also our hearts and actions. Let us guard our senses, avoid distractions, ensure that everything we do during this blessed month is in service of Allah and draws us closer to Him, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Let's recite the Quran.
وإذا قرأت القرآن جعلنا بينك وبين الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة حجابا مستورا.
القرآن نور وبيان. القرآن هدي الإيمان. القرآن مسك الختام.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد وعجل فرجه.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, respected brothers and sisters, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperations with Sevier International Schools. I'm really glad having brothers Masoom here with me, Hussein Ruhullah, and Hassan Nasrullah with me today in this session. Salam, dear Masoom, how are you?
Alaikum salam, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Hussein, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And how is Hassan doing?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Everybody is fine and ready to get started. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you are ready. Let's get into our Quranic session. Let's start. Page 225.
Five.
Open the Quran. Page 225.
Five.
Surah Hud. Prophet Hud alayhi salam. And what verses? 36 and 37. First and foremost, let's listen to a beautiful recitation from these two verses.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا إنهم مغرقون.
Nice recitation, mashallah. So, in these two beautiful verses of Surah Hud, Allah Almighty talks about the history of Prophet
Hud
Nuh alayhi salam. Have you heard the story of the Ark of Prophet Nuh?
Yes.
The ship that he built? Yeah, that story, okay, in the coming verses as well, in the coming ayat as well, Allah Almighty continues the story of Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. So, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam is one of the Ulul Azm prophets. One of the
Ulul
Azm prophets. Okay, so who are the Ulul Azm prophets? We have five of them, right? Five, yes. Ulul Azm prophets. Among 124,000 prophets, how many are they? How many of them are Ulul Azm prophets?
Five.
Who are they? First,
Prophet Nuh.
Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Prophet
Ibrahim
alayhi salam. The father of theists. Okay? The father of theists. So, he's called the father of theists. So, Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Prophet
Musa
alayhi salam. Prophet
Isa
alayhi salam. And
Prophet Muhammad.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khatamul Anbiya. So these five prophets, they really, really struggled. Okay?
Yes.
And they were not only Nabi, but also
Rasul.
Rasul. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allah Almighty says, وَأُوحِيَ إِلَى نُوحٍ أَنَّهُ لَيُؤْمِنْ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ إِلَّا مَنْ قَدْ آمَنَ فَلَا تَبْتَئِسْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. It was revealed to Nuh alayhi salam that none of your people will believe except those who have already believed. Okay? So none of your people will believe in your religion except those who already have faith. Okay? This news was given to Prophet Nuh alayhi salam. In the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, وَاسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. Build the ark before our eyes. It means build the ark by our wishes, by our permission. وَوَحْيِنَا. And by our revelation. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي. And do not plead with me فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not ask me to forgive those who have not faith, those who will not believe in you, okay? Because they will not. I have given them free choice. They know you. Got it? They know you well, that you are a prophet. 950 years you have been teaching them. You have been inviting them. But they have never, accepted you. Got it?
Yes.
They have never accepted you. So they won't accept you. More than this as well, okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get into the recitation and the tajweed points. Masum, would you please recite the first ayah?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Let's listen, everybody.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون.
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. وأوحي إلى نوح أن he extended it. That was nice, right? Hussein, why do we have to extend that noon sound? أنه why do we have to extend the noon sound? Hassan, can you tell me?
Because there is a tashdeed on noon.
Yeah, that's it. There is a shadda sign on the top of noon. So noon having shadda. The letter meem having shadda. What's the rule, Hussein? Tell us.
We will prolong it for
you
two
prolong
counts.
It for two counts plus?
Yes, plus a nasal sound.
A nasal sound, a ghunna sound. The sound comes from your nose, right? Annahu lan yu'min. He said, lay yu'min. What rule did he apply here, Hussein? Hassan?
It is idgham.
Idgham. So you join them, you merge them. Lan yu'min. How do you say?
لن يؤمن.
لن يؤمن.
قرآني نبض حياتي، قرآني طهر ذاتي، قرآني عصمة أمري، قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض حياتي.
How to learn Quran easy. What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
يُؤْمِنَ مِنْ قَوْمِكَ. He said مِنْ قَوْمِكَ. I didn't hear that noon sound. So what did you do, Masu? I didn't hear that noon sound clearly.
I think it was a mistake here.
No, it was correct. مِنْ قَوْمِكَ. That's correct.
Oh, that's إِخْفَى.
That's
yes.
إِخْفَى. Yeah. The rule إِخْفَى. You hide the sound of noon, okay? That's why the listener kind of, what? Was that a noon? If that was a noon, why didn't he clearly pronounce it? Why did he hide it? Because the rule ikhfa says here that you have to hide. Certain letters are there that when they are, when noon is followed, noon sakin or tanween is followed, you apply the rule ikhfa. Certain letters are there that you apply the rule idgham and the rule ilhar, qa'idatul ilhar. The rule, huh? The next one?
إقلاب.
إقلاب. So, next one. إلا من. Again, the same thing. قد آمن. قد. ق. Heavy. دال. Echoing sound. قد آمن. فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون. Next ayah, Hussein, recite it. واصنع الفلك بأعيننا.
واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا. إنهم مغرقون.
أحسنتم. Exactly. إنهم. We have noon with shadda. We have meem with shadda. Extend the sounds. Okay.
Yeah.
Next point. واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخا خا خا. Heavy letter. طب طبني ولا تخاطبني. Got it. That's it.
Yes.
That jim. Tells us that little jim on the top of the word walamu.
It allows us to make a pause.
Allows us to make a pause. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to practice the recitation now?
Yes.
These are the easiest tajweed rules. Easy. We learned them. So brothers and sisters, together with Masoom, Hussein, and Hassan, practice the recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس
وأوحي إلى نوح أنه لن يؤمن من قومك إلا من قد آمن فلا تبتئس
فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون
فلا تبتئس بما كانوا يفعلون
واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا
واصنع الفلك بأعيننا ووحينا ولا تخاطبني في الذين ظلموا
إنهم مغرقون
إنهم مغرقون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنتم ما شاء الله. That's it, brothers and sisters. Dear listeners, thanks for being with us, brothers and sisters, up to the end. Thanks so much for being with us till the end, brothers and sisters. Masoom, Hussein, and Hassan, thank you so much for being with us in this session. Inshallah, we will be here with you. Stay with Arab English Radio, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International School.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Ocean of Dua.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you in this edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition, we will inshallah talk about the dua, the reality of supplication, its categories, and we will describe some of its effects. So stay with us. My dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the first constituent of supplication or dua, and the first constituent that we were talking about was the spiritual attraction. Upon elaborating on this issue, we got to the point where the Almighty Allah said that if one is afflicted with a calamity and refrains from supplication, the calamity will last longer, but
if a faithful servant is inspired by Allah to be engaged in supplication, this calamity will soon disappear. But there remained a question, and it was this, that we told you, dear listeners, that if you think about supplication really carefully, you would understand that supplication is a kind of acceptance, and we are going to tell you now how supplication by itself in its innate nature could be called as an acceptance. So, for each supplication, dear listeners, there are in fact two kinds of acceptance. One is giving the chance to a supplicant to engage in the supplication in the first step, and the other one is the acceptance of the supplication by God after it is uttered. Do you know why? Because not all the human beings are given this chance, because this chance is not given to everyone. It could be said, it could be uttered, that man will not be given this chance unless certain conditions are met. And unless the conditions are favorable, he will not be given this chance to practice supplication. This is because the mere fact that having a chance to involve in supplication is a great blessing, and Allah will give you something, some rewards, even if your very supplication is not responded to.
Alhamdulillah, khaliq al-khalq, basit al-rizq, faliq al-asbah, dhil jalal wal-ikram, wal-fadl wal-in'am, alladhi ba'uda fala yura, wa qaruba fashahida an-najwa.
So, lack of engagement in supplication is due to one's previous negligence. There are numerous evidences from the infallible Imams regarding this issue. Some of them have emphasized this topic, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَرَادَ أَن يَسْتَجِيبَ لِعَبْدٍ أَذِنَ لَهُ فِي الدُّعَاءِ. If Allah wills to respond to a servant, He allows him to invoke Him. He has also said, مَنْ فُتِحَ مِنْكُمْ بَابُ الدُّعَاءِ فُتِحَتْ لَهُ أَبْوَابُ الرَّحْمَةِ. If the door of supplication is opened for one of you, the doors of mercy will be opened to him. So, the infallible Imams have repeatedly referred to the same meaning, that even having the chance, even getting the chance to call for Allah, even having the chance to invoke Allah and practice supplication is a kind of victory, is a kind of reward, blessing, and success. So one might say that we should even try and ask Allah to give us the chance of supplication. We have so many traditions from our infallible Imams asking Allah the Almighty to give them the chance of supplication. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam has said, Allahumma ja'alni asulu bika inda darura. Oh Allah, let me resort to you when being afflicted with a calamity. Wa as'aluka inda al-haja wa atadarra'u ilayka inda al-maskana. And let me resort to you when I'm being in need, and let me invoke you when I'm being helpless. Till to the point where he says, Ilahi ana al-faqir fi ghinai, fa kayfa la akuna faqiran fi faqri. Oh my Lord, I am the needy in my richness. When I'm rich, I'm still in need. So how shall I be not needy in my poverty?
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean, And he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water. The ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo kashti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ab kamju tishnagi avar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad ab az bala bas. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you.
Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. Knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
As the last step of this topic, we recite the very verse of the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyyul hamid. O people, you are they who stand in need of Allah, and Allah is He who is self-sufficient, the praised one. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. We're going to move on with the topic of supplication with a bit more elaboration on the different constituents of supplication. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
From the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher, an analysis on the most important Islamic concepts and teachings. I am Atta, the host of this program. Within the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Brother Alavian. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Alavian, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalamu wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about different degrees that are considered for our soul or for the perfection of the soul. In fact, in Islamic teachings, there are some maratib, some degrees or levels considered for the perfection of the soul. And there are some levels, in fact, considered for our nafs. In fact, we have different souls that command us or lead us or deviate us from the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for today, we want to talk about those maratib. Brother Alevian, first of all, give us the definition of maratib or nafs. What are they exactly and how many are they?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Well, in mystical and ethical teachings, in Islamic branches of knowledge, there are some stages or levels of nafs. So does it mean that nafs has some levels? Or we have different kinds of nafs for a person, different kinds of souls, and any of these titles that we're using is for one of them, and all of these titles that we are going to talk about today are going to be in a person, or no, they are the stages that in every stage we can call the nafs or the soul of the person or the soul of the human being, actually entitle it with one title.
Yes.
So I think the second one is what we are going to talk about.
So
discuss.
We have one nafs.
So the nafs is basically one.
But different degrees.
Different levels towards the perfection that it takes actually find itself in the most perfected level. So it starts with nafs al-ammara. Ammara is the kind of nafs that is from the lower levels of nafs that orders the person towards badness, or actually guides him or leads him towards badness. After this level of nafs al-ammara is nafs al-musawwala, that actually deceives a human being by what? By postponing the repentance. So this is the second level.
Musawwala. So you repent and you break your repentance.
Yeah,
isn't
or you actually they don't have this mood or this actually goodness, or you are not in the mood of going towards repentance. You always say, okay, we have still time. So I'm still
young. This nafs, I think, is very much active among the religious people, isn't
it? Yeah, so we still have time till the end of my life. So I'll find this opportunity to repent. And
let's repent and break the repentance. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one is the nafs al-lawama. What is this nafs? This nafs, this level of nafs is the one that warns the person for whatever bad he commits. So this is good to be actually revived in the existence of a person. While we have committed a bad thing, committed a bad action.
All right.
So it comes to us, okay, consider. You made a bad work. You actually acted a bad thing.
All right.
So this nafs, in case it gets revived in the human being, there is a hope of, inshallah, prosperity in the person, or the salvation in the person.
This is like the ethical consciousness or the power inside.
Ethical consciousness,
which blocks you from or prevents you from doing wrong. That's right, okay?
Yeah.
Nafs al-lawwama.
The next is the next level or the next stage of nafs is mulhama.
Mulhama
means that something has been inspired to you. Something from the light of Allah's existence, from the blessings of Allah, gets inspired to you. So one level higher than the lawama, when you have been criticizing yourself, so now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will understand you that, okay, you are not the one who's constantly emphasizing on doing a bad thing.
All right.
Right? So you have came one level higher than the previous one.
Mm-hmm.
So you are actually becoming like a mirror, receiver of the lights of Allah's blessings.
All right.
And the next level of nafs is mutma'inna, or the higher level of nafs is mutma'inna.
Right.
That the nafs or the person becomes satisfied with whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, Allah is satisfied with whatever this nafs is doing.
Okay.
So these are the, main levels that are known. Some call them three levels. Some scholars call them in three levels of ammara.
Lawama
and mutma'inna.
That's right.
The other, there are other actually schools, or there are others, funny or mystical schools, that they actually made them five categories.
Right. Okay.
They added musawwala and mulhama as well.
All
to
right.
That.
That's right.
But what is the highest and what is quite certain is the highest level is mutma'inna. And
that's
the lowest one is ammara.
That's right.
that invites us towards badness, but the highest one actually is the one that we find the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. So Sheikh Rouhani, these are all different shades of the same color, isn't it? I mean, yes. And there is one nafs, isn't it? But based on that, it could get different many colors, whether from the satanic temptations or